Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle. I can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing, online marketing, social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business? Hey, guys, I am super pumped. I've got a great guest today that's going to help you find your perfect audience for your business. And that's something that I've always had a challenge with. And Danielle Miller is somebody who is really focused in on helping you to define your personal brand, your business brand, and help you to capture that audience that is going to propel your business from where it is today to its utmost potential. So Danielle, can you tell us a little bit about you and how you went from being a special education teacher to a life coach and a career coach?
Sure. Yes. Thank you. First of all, thank you so much for having me on the show today, Brian. I really appreciate the opportunity and anything to do with bacon. Well, I'm always all in. So
amen.
So the transition for me, as you said, I started out as a special education teacher, and I recognized that one of my core values is autonomy and freedom, and I was being increasingly constricted in the things that I wanted to do and teach, and very disillusioned with the educational system. And so a natural fit seemed to me to be life coaching. And so I had gotten my life coaching certification and was doing that as Pam Slim calls the side hustle, and decided that I really wanted to go all in on this. And I wanted to figure out where I could really do the most good and be of the most benefit. And careers and the work that you do, I'm fascinated by that. I'm fascinated by why people do what they do and why they do it. And so I got my career coaching certification, and then from that, the whole branding concept evolved, and I was fascinated with the challenges and the struggles that the entrepreneurs and solopreneurs out there face each and every day, and trying to get themselves known and at the same time build their businesses. So that's where that's evolved over the last 7 years.
Yeah, and I thoroughly understand that. I mean, as a solopreneur, and we've talked about this in past episodes, and we're going to be talking about coaching in future episodes, but, you know, masterminding and things like that, a lot of times we tend to focus on the bright, shiny object, or as I say, squirrel. and, you know, we really are, it's almost like, okay, all of a sudden I'm starting to make money here. Let me keep going down this path. And then, oh, there's some, you know, it's like you're trying to follow the money rather than trying to follow the primary audience, which is, you know, that's where you really, really want to be. So in the process of all of this, when you talk about branding, let's step on that first, and then we'll get to the right audience next. So talk a little bit about, you know, personal branding, business branding, as solopreneurs, entrepreneurs. I mean, what kind of things do we need to think about?
Well, you know, that's the challenge and part of the struggle as a solopreneur is figuring out that level of discernment. It's about being able to put yourself out there authentically, and, you know, whatever authentic means to you, that's a whole other show probably that you could do around that topic. But, you know, understanding your voice and how you show up each and every day and the work that you do and really owning that is I think the key, the first key to having that aligned brand and being able to integrate your personality and your quirks and those things that make you uniquely you into the work you do, so that people can start to create and develop those connections with you. Because we all know that that's really how you build a resonant and aligned business, is through creating connections with people and through relationships. And it's not about, thinking of your right people as a target market, but rather as your right people, your ideal clients, the people that you most want to work with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, very true. And I learned a lesson on this podcast. I originally started out, it was originally called My Marketing Magnet. And the reason that I did that was because I have a brand of bacon, and it's because I wrote a book. It's not about you, it's about bacon. The problem that I had is I thought that that was so narrow because my sphere of influence was local, and I wanted this to be obviously a national, international show, got listeners all over the world. And I thought the My Marketing Magnet thing spoke more to the general public. And what I found out is there was a huge disconnect between myself and my brand and the way that I present myself and the audience. The minute I switched it back to the Bacon Podcast or Bacon Podcast, the numbers went through the roof and everybody was like way excited. And it was like all of a sudden I was being true to my brand rather than trying to reinvent it. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think that all entrepreneurs and solopreneurs go through this evolutionary process, and it's a continual thing. You're never done.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you go through this. It seems like every entrepreneur goes through this phase where they try to package themselves. They want to become a product of expectations and shoulds of what they think that their market or right people want. But as soon as they start letting go of those things, as soon as they start honing in on really who they are and what they bring to the table, it's amazing how quickly relationships develop and how quickly your tribe, your right people, your audience find you, because you have set them up in a way that they'll connect with you authentically.
Yeah, great point. Great point. And I love that don't should yourself, right?
Right. Yeah, exactly. And we do, but but I think again, it's sort of that process, that evolution that we all have to kind of go through, that trial by fire.
Yeah. And one of the things I sat through a very, very interesting meeting today, somebody who was in the corporate environment for 25 years, which is very, very rare nowadays, and talking about the evolution and things like that. And even at the corporate level, I mean, they're always trying to define their audience. They were talking about how social media plays a big part in it and, you know, how you're getting instant feedback from your consumers, which is why, you know, I'm a huge social media advocate. That's what I do. But I guess the key question with all of this is like, how do we as solopreneurs, entrepreneurs, find our right audience? And that right audience is just like, I think that's one of the toughest things for us to kind of discern.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And again, it's one of those things that it seems to be this evolutionary process that you go through as you really learn exactly who you want to work with and who you can best serve and how you want to show up day in and day out. And I think this is the other thing that's so key, and I hate to, throw cold water on the bacon, but you have to you really have to take the time to do this. It doesn't happen usually overnight. You know, these things of things going viral, and people think in social media is an instant road to success. And in actuality, it takes time.
Oh yeah, big time. And I one of my presentations, I have a slide up that says all the time is, "Hey, I just met you at the bar. You want to marry me?" that's not how it works. It's every relationship takes time to evolve and to grow, and not every relationship is right, you know, and that's one of the things that you have to think about too. So how do people use these tools to start to figure out their core audience?
Right. And I think once you have worked with that ideal client, and again, we've all had that in our entrepreneurial journeys, that we've worked with that client that you wake up and you know you're going to talk to them today, and you're energized. It just fills you with energy. You're excited. And I think if you can really go through and dissect exactly what that experience is, that will help you in attracting more of those people to you, and it will open up the doorway to more of those people to find you. So, what was it exactly about that client that so energized you, that you most, that felt you, it made you feel like you were in flow with what you were doing? What kind of personality did they have? How did it mesh with your personality? The work that you did with them, really pinpoint exactly the challenges that you helped that person overcome. And when you figure that out, and when you really strategically put that down in place, then you can start saying, okay, here are the themes and patterns that I see here. Here's the language that we both used. And that can do amazing things in helping you find more of those ideal clients.
Yeah, see, that's huge. And I know those patterns and I understand them. And I think a lot of us do inertly. But what happens is it's time consuming to go find those right people. And mm-hmm. so what we tend to do is go back to the shiny object. The squirrel is like, I got to pay my mortgage. I've got to pay my rent. I got to pay my employees. I've got to do all these things. I need to go sell my wares rather than finding that audience that is really kind of going to propel my business to the next level. So how does finding that audience that fits you, your personality, and your brand help your business in the long run? What have you seen?
Well, what I have seen personally is that I get a ton more referrals. When I work with my right people and the clients that are ideal, they automatically will refer me to other people in their orbits to work with. It makes that process so easy, rather than chasing down, you know, that next client that's going to pay for your mortgage. And that's not to say that you don't, you know, you may continue to have those things in your business, you know, those clients maybe that don't necessarily bring all the good energy, but you have to have a practical side too. And as much as you can start narrowing the playing field and having less of those clients and more of the ideal clients, you know, obviously that's your goal, that's what you're really shooting for. But you know, the bottom line is it's about getting back to your core values. What are the most important things to you in your business and in your personal life, and using that as the compass that guides everything that you do. And when you do that, it really is, I mean, I don't want to be all woo-woo here, but it really is a kind of a magical thing, because those right people just start showing up in your orbit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and a lot of the coaches and business coaches and people that I know are very anti-woo-woo. Because woo-woo is usually filled with a lot of hot air rather than a lot of, you know, grounded values, and that's important. So exactly. if we're looking for, you know, the kind of person that we're is going to be that optimal client, what are some of the tips that you can give us that help people hone in on their optimal audience?
I think you've got to go beyond the demographics. You know, you've got to go beyond thinking about your audience as a niche and really starting to think about them as an individual person. What exactly are the challenges that they're struggling with? Where do they, you know, and that's the other thing I find as well. People think social media, they're going to find their right clients, but if you haven't done that really qualitative research on your client, you don't, do you know for sure that your right client hangs out on Facebook? Do you know for sure that they're on Twitter? Maybe they're more of a LinkedIn person. You know, really understanding their mindset and putting yourself in their shoes is invaluable. And I will say that I often, you know, when I work with clients, when we talk about their ideal client, I ask, have you walked that path yourself? Do you really, really, really understand what your ideal client is trying to do or accomplish, or what their challenges and struggles are? What are they, who do they consider role models? What do they read? Where are they hanging out? What's their family dynamics look like? What, you know, really getting inside of the psychographics can go so far in helping you get more of those ideal clients. And once you've done that, you're able to provide really helpful information to them, you know, without expecting them, you know, to sign up for your next consult. But when you are on social media, then you're able to provide content that's very helpful to them.
Yeah, and I think you bring up a really, really great point, is when you're working with your ideal type client, you're actually much more efficient at business, right?
Oh, gosh, yeah.
I love that. That's awesome. So you've got something that you'd like to offer our audience. Just tell us a little bit about your stuff.
So this is almost on a par with having bacon every morning, because I'm so excited about it.
awesome.
It's always a good day if I can start out with bacon, but if I can't, having a book published is certainly the next best thing, that's
yes,
for sure.
Yes, it is.
So I recently had a book published called Smarty Pants Branding, and it's all about really getting down to the core of your brand and the things that you can do. And I'm a big I have a phobia around systems and formulas and blueprints and things like that, because I think that many people, again, in going back to those issues that a lot of solopreneurs have, they think if they follow a system that it's going to get them the same results as the person who developed the system. Mm-hmm. And what they fail to take into account is who they are and how they want to show up. So they forget to add themselves into the equation. And the book is really about how you can do that, how you can, you know, figure out what your core values are in your brand and how you want to show up and the voice and vibe and your visibility factor and getting really solid and clear on those things. So moving forward, it's much easier for your ideal audience to connect with you. It's much easier for you to measure things in your business against your core values and how you want to pursue opportunities. So I'm very excited about the book, and it's available. It's available now.
So Danielle, if people wanted to get a hold of you, what's the best way for them to contact you?
Well, I am, first of all, you can find me at daniellemmiller.com. I am also pretty much on, we talked about that whole dilution of social media thing, but I love social media. It's been huge for me, and I am, you can find me on Facebook, you can find me on Twitter, you can find me on Pinterest, you can find me on LinkedIn, you can find me on Instagram at Danielle M. Miller. And that's a really important thing too, as consistent as you can be on your social media platforms. That's always a good thing. Make it as easy as possible for people to find you.
Yes, it is. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. This has been fabulous. I really appreciate you and your time, and I know my audience is going to love it as well.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much for having me, Brian. I really appreciate the opportunity. I'm very grateful. So thank you again.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.